Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to Straight Talk on 106.9 The X Urban FM. I'm Bill Paul, and on today's show, we have a London artist, Christopher Wright, international artist and illustrator. And Christopher, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Now, I've been looking at your work here. It's amazing stuff. I can't begin to describe it. This one looks like sort of a Tower of Babel of people being added to it, and you've got a lot of fantasy aspects, a lot of psychological aspects, a lot of science fiction, very mythic, and a bit of pop art too. Tell me how you would describe your style.
I guess I'd call it maybe somewhere between psychedelic and fractionist, sort of based on surrealism, psychedelism.
And how long have you been arting?
Oh, as long as I can remember. Probably started painting when I was about grade 4, and then I paint fairly regularly every day. Maybe this last week I've been a bit busy running around trying to promote this show.
Well, let's talk about the show. It's Friday, May 21st is when it starts. Solo art exhibition, where is it going to be?
366 Richmond, studio number 3. That's above the old graphics building at Richmond and King.
Okay, so right downtown, not too far from the Covent Garden Market, and kitty corner to the Royal Bank Building.
Yep.
Okay. So, and how do you access that? Is that from Richmond or from King Street?
The entrance is off Richmond.
Okay.
So, yep, 366 and go very top of the building. The third, all the way to the long set of stairs is about, I haven't counted them, but there's probably 50 of them.
Are there other artists in that building?
Nope. Or, well, there might be. Somebody just rented out the second floor. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm the only one.
All right. So the main floor, it used to be graphics, and now it's getting ready for something else, perhaps?
Yeah, they've been trying to rent it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's
and upstairs
right now.
Used to be the theater school.
Theater school, and they just rented that out as an apartment now.
Nice apartment.
Yeah, I know. It is a very nice apartment.
All right. So are you living up there as well as arting up there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got it. I've got the, it's a two-story place, so I've got the main floor is the studio, and then upstairs is where I live.
Excellent.
Yeah, okay. So it's nice to work from home.
And does the downtown atmosphere aid you as an artist?
I think so. It's good. I love living downtown. It's fun walking out and being able to say hello to everybody and not needing a car or needing to park. So that's a good thing. Get all my chores done just by walking around the block a few times.
And what kind of material do you use to make your art?
I've been doing mostly acrylic there. I do a lot of oil paints, but I haven't been at this place because I haven't got a nice drying rack, and they take so long to dry that I just have put that on hold right now. So I'm doing a lot of acrylic, a bit of gouache, and yeah, those are my main things recently, gouache and acrylic.
And you've taken a very interesting track with your art, reducing it down and putting it on trading cards. How many different sets of trading cards have you got?
I guess there's that set, which is the first edition set, and that's 60 different images. And then there's the Drunk Chick trading cards, which I've also produced, and that's a set of 36 cards.
Well, let's start with the first edition trading cards, each one completely different from the next. And these all represent large size paintings you've done?
Mm-hmm.
What size would the original
be? Actually, that one's only about, 5 by 11 inches. They're generally pretty small. I'm more of an illustrator than a painter of walls or of large canvases. About as big as I get is. This show, the largest painting shown, will be 16 by 20.
And tell us about the Drunk Chick trading cards. How did those come about?
Well, I think it was just an idea of sex sells, and I had to. I like doing the trading cards because it's fun doing a painting and shrinking it down. It always makes it look a little better.
Mm-hmm.
So I just set out with an idea to produce a set that would be something I could promote and make some money off of.
And you get to paint a lot of semi-naked women there.
Yeah, that's another fun thing too.
All right. Do you have models for this?
Yeah, some of them. Some of them are models. Some of them are just drawn from imagination.
Man, I'm in the wrong business. Okay. So, and then you have, just like trading cards, you have written descriptions on the back.
Mm-hmm.
And these trading cards are available?
Yeah, you can get them at Heroes. That's probably Heroes is where to go get them right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's packs and sets available.
What's the difference between a pack and a set?
Pack is, you know, random. You might get a signed card in there, and there's 8 different cards, and the full set is 36 cards.
This really is like trading cards, though.
Yeah, they are.
So you can buy them, swap them, and trade them.
It takes a bit of the fun out when you get a whole set.
Mm. But well, and how many cards are in this set?
36.
Okay. 24, 36. Okay. So you have these two sets. Are you working on another set?
I am. I'm working on my next set is going to be the Meaning of Life Trading Cards, which will also be the next show. That's why I'm having the show now, just to like kind of cap this whole phase and get on with my arts.
Okay, and I see that the tell us about the significance of the image on your postcard advertising the art show.
Well, it's, I guess there's bottles of wine with cheese and one of my images on the wine.
Topless Mona Lisa.
Yep.
There you go.
That's a painting that will be shown there.
All right, and how many paintings are going to be on display?
I think close to 40. It's a pretty huge. A lot of works that have never been shown before and lots. It's really big as far as the solo show goes.
How many months or years of work does that represent?
Oh, geez. The painting's probably going back to about 5-6 years. Some of them will be from the set. And then there'll be works that are just finished recently. Just it's sort of the best of. It'll be a really, really great show. It's going to show up all the other shows in London, I think, for years to come.
Now, there'll be eats then?
Yes, lots of food, lots of cheese. I need to get if anybody knows a great place to get some wholesale prices on cheese, I'm looking for that right now.
Okay.
Otherwise, I have to go to Kensington.
Yeah, you have to try the people in the market, see if they give you a deal.
Yeah, all right.
And, of course, some fine wine, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. And there's lots of wine, too.
And
tons of wine.
Now, as the artist, can you go back through your art and see a progression in your style over the years?
I think so. Yeah, I get better. I think that's the reason I don't have any tattoos, is because anytime if there was a tattoo I was to design and put on myself, I'm sure a month from now I'd look at it and go, oh, I could do way better now, so...
Well, I noticed that we had to do some sound testing and that sort of thing before we started the show today. You immediately went to your notebook and started sketching. Is that something you do whenever you have the chance?
I try to. Mm-hmm. I try to. It's a good habit to be into.
So if you're waiting for the bus, a new work of art might be created at the bus stop.
Mm-hmm. The rough that will eventually become a painting.
And do you get inspired from... what's around you if something happens during the day and you have to rush home and draw it? Or do you just sit down at a desk and say, I will now do art?
Yeah, there's a little bit of that. When I sit down, I try to come up with a picture. I'll go through piles of images and I'll try to see which, you know, collect a... I'll go on the internet and look for tons of images or I'll collect images as I go. I don't know. I think I just generally, it's more of a decision making. I take piles of stuff and then the stuff that's most interesting, I try to keep collections of that and then refine that collection and eventually I'm left with things that I want to do paintings of.
Have you ever had a Canada Council grant or any of these other grants?
No, I've never even applied for one.
And so how do you feel about them?
I don't know. I maybe it's a bit controversial, but I sort of think that it's welfare for bad artists. But, but you know, I've seen the questionnaires or the forms they want you to fill out, and it's a lot of you have to fit a really specific form work, and I don't really like that. And I don't know. I think it's really vague. I think, you know, you should be able to. I don't like to. You know, it's like you shouldn't be supporting something that maybe isn't supportable.
Mm-hmm.
So if these people aren't maybe good enough to make a living at art, I don't know if it's helping anybody by giving them money to do so.
And is that something that you do, make a living at art?
Mm-hmm. Well, I try to.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And so everything that's going to be displayed at the show is going to be for sale?
Mm-hmm.
Are you the kind of artist that says, you can have everything? Not that one. Not that one. Not this one.
No
that's I got to keep that one.
Yeah,
because, I mean, these are your babies.
Mm-hmm.
You created them. Are there some that you just can't part with?
Well... yeah, I'll put a not for sale on the odd one, or maybe I'll just put the price up.
That's right. Yeah, so if you want this one, it's $200,000.
Yeah.
Okay, and then when you get that check, you'll be happy. And how about your heroes in the world of art?
I guess it'd be M.C. Escher, Salvador Dali, René Magritte. Those are my main ones. Chris Ware, that I mentioned from the comic book side of things, he's really talented.
How about any local heroes?
Local heroes. I guess locally, you have to mention Mark Emery.
Mm-hmm.
He does very well.
And you've had an illustration in his magazine recently.
Yeah, just this last, his April issue. There's a full page for the Easter celebration. I did a full page painting for him.
Okay. And any artists? What do you think of the local art scene?
I don't know. I guess it's it exists. I don't hang out with it too much. I tend to feel they don't like me as a whole, but individually, everybody's good with me.
Well, I'm just wondering if most artists go to other people's openings, too, and you just survive on wine and cheese for the month. I know back in the 70s, that's what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Just go from opening to opening. Do you tend to see some opening groupies?
No, I don't know. I haven't been thrown enough to be watching them. But yeah, when you go to them, it's a lot of the same people, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. And what would you like people to come into your art show with, and what would you like them to leave? Obviously, you like to leave them with one of your paintings.
Mm-hmm.
But what would you like to, what kind of mindset would you think would be the best for people to come into an art show?
I guess just come out and have fun, look at the art. There's lots to look at. There'll be lots of wine, lots of, you know, come. Skip dinner if you want.
Okay. And just to give everybody a reminder, when's it going to be and where?
Well, it's Richmond, 366 Richmond, the third floor. The doors are going to open at 8, and the paintings are going to be unveiled at 9. I'm going to try sort of a pull down the curtains. And 8. So come anytime. It should run till pretty late. I imagine any time before midnight would be a fine time to get there. But if you want to get a painting, you might want to get there sooner and make sure that the one you like is still there.
And if you want to either contact you by phone or website, how can they do that?
Oh, website, www.chriswright.org. That's chriswright.org. And phone number 697-1897.
And if you got something on your website we can look at?
There's a bunch on the website. There should be some things there.
Excellent. And do you have a final message for our audience today?
I guess just enjoy life.
Sounds good to me. Our guest today has been Christopher Wright, international artist and illustrator. And I wish I had picture radio here so I could show you some of his work. But
take it from me, it's beautiful stuff. And you really got to see it, and you really got to see his show. Support local art, support international art, and support Christopher Wright. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much.
I'm Bill Paul for Straight Talk, 106.9 The X Urban FM. If you'd like to be on the show and talk about what you do, the number here is 453-2810, extension 510. We'd love to get you on the air.